This is Earth and Sky for Saturday, January 10th, with a listener's question on Earth's aurora.
She writes, "This weekend we were visiting in the northern part of Minnesota and looked for quite some time in a clear sky for the northern lights, with no success. I've seen them in that area before at different times of the year and was wondering if weather conditions affect their appearance."
The weather does affect the northern and southern lights, but not Earth's weather. A stream of electrically charged particles from the sun, the so-called solar wind, creates the lights. So solar weather is what causes them.
The peak in the sun's 11-year cycle of activity was around the year 2000. So we're on the downside of the cycle now, and it was surprising a few months ago when a large region of activity erupted on the sun, causing sunspots visible to the eye through protective filters, and a day or so later, a beautiful display of northern and southern lights.
Still, on average, since we're past the peak, we can expect fewer ejections of charged particles from the sun and less frequent displays of the lights in the coming few years. It's still worth watching, though, and any far northern or far southern latitude is ideal.
That's our show. To ask us your science question, come to earthsky.org. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, I'm Joel Block with Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.